Podcasting from the Garden State, welcome to another edition of the New Jersey Legal Update, presented by Stark & Stark, a 100-attorney law firm with offices in Princeton, Cherry Hill, Philadelphia, and New York. The New Jersey Legal Update is a weekly podcast providing the latest information on legal developments impacting those living or doing business in New Jersey.
Good morning. My name is Aaron Buser, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Stark & Stark in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, and a member of my firm's securities practice group. Now, for those of you who don't know me or have not listened to any of my prior podcasts regarding the hedge fund industry, prior to obtaining my law degree, I spent a number of years working in the securities industry, working for a major investment brokerage firm and also for two specialist firms at the New York Stock Exchange. And today, I'm happy once again to have the opportunity to talk to you about the hedge fund industry. Specifically, I'd like to address a very timely matter, and that is the recently proposed rules by the SEC, which specifically relate to hedge funds. These proposed rules were presented by the SEC during an open meeting which took place earlier this week, Wednesday, December 14, 2006. The presentation of these new proposed rules has been eagerly anticipated by the industry, and also pretty much expected, ever since the D.C. Circuit decision of Goldstein versus SEC struck down a rule earlier this year which would have required most hedge fund managers to register with the SEC. Now, in the wake of the Goldstein decision, it was widely believed that the SEC would not move to appeal the decision, but would rather move quickly to come up with some new proposed rules to address certain concerns about the hedge fund industry. Indeed, just after Goldstein decision became public, Chairman Cox of the SEC warned that hedge funds were too risky for mom-and-pop type investors and commented that the increasing use of hedge funds by so-called retail investors carried with it the potential for retail exposure to hedge fund risk. Now, anyone who is in the hedge fund industry or who follows this industry knew that the proposed rules would be happening at some point, but up until now, we really didn't know exactly what they're going to be. Now we have an idea of where the SEC is going, and that's what I'm going to talk about here briefly today. So here are the two proposed rules that the SEC has presented for comment. And it's important to note that these rules are going to be open for public comment over the next 2 months before a final policy is adopted. The first is a new proposed anti-fraud rule under the Advisors Act of 1940. And what that rule would do is make it a fraudulent, deceptive, or manipulative act, practice, or course of business for an investment advisor to a pooled investment vehicle, such as a hedge fund, to make false or misleading statements or to otherwise defraud investors or prospective investors in that pool. Now, this rule would apply to all investment advisors to pooled investment vehicles, regardless of whether the advisor is registered under the Act. And under the proposed rule, a pooled investment vehicle would include any investment company and any company that would be an investment company, but for the exclusions in Sections 3C1 and 3C7 of the Investment Company Act. Now, here's a couple points to note about this new proposed rule. Commentary during the SEC open meeting made clear that this proposed anti-fraud rule will not give rise to a private right of action, and that's important to know. The fraud rule, which relates to fraud by hedge fund managers, will apply to state and federal registered entities, and the proposal seems pretty broad and is meant to apply before the investment as well as during the time of an investment. The proposed rule is going to focus on fraudulent and misleading conduct, but does not require a specific disclosure obligation. An affirmative duty of disclosure is not included, but at least one of the SEC commentators noted that he would like to have included some kind of specific disclosure obligation in the rule. The SEC noted that a rule like this protects the reputation of hedge fund industries and protects us against fraudsters and the illegitimate type of hedge funds and gives investors a broad confidence in the industry. Now, the second proposed rule, and perhaps the one that will be the focus of more attention, discussion, and debate, is proposed amendments to private offering rules under the 33 Act, which would define a new category of accredited investors. And we're talking about a rule that's going to make a hedge fund investor what I'd like to refer to now, I guess, as the $2.5 million man or woman. These amendments to private offerings under the Securities Act of 33 would define a new category of accredited investor that would apply to offers and sales of securities issued by hedge funds and other private investment pools to natural persons, but it's not going to apply to venture capital funds. The proposed definition would include any natural person who meets either the net worth test or income test specified in the existing accredited investor rule, but also now would require you as an investor to own at least $2.5 million in investable assets as defined in the proposed rules. And we don't know exactly how that's going to be defined yet, but we know from what we've been told at this open meeting that this is a huge jump in raising the standard for an accredited investor to get into a hedge fund. The proposal would exclude the investor's personal residence, but staffers did not see how the rule could exclude considering the proceeds of home equity loans. Unlike the current rule, which has not been updated since 1982, this means that the test would be reevaluated every 5 years and rounded to the nearest 100,000. Early outside commentary in reaction to this proposed rule notes that the SEC is proposing to prevent all but the very wealthy from investing in hedge funds, particularly because they're more than doubling the current investment threshold for individuals to $2.5 million. Now, I was even quoted recently in the Financial Times in an article picked up by MSNBC as stating that I believe this proposed rule goes a long way to achieving what the SEC wants to do here, which is making it almost impossible for the mom-and-pop type investors to get into investment vehicles like this. An existing hedge fund client has already inquired with me about how these proposed rules may affect and impact existing funds, and I've advised that based upon the commentary provided during the SEC open meeting, it appears that the new accredited investor test is meant to apply at the time an investor makes an investment in a pooled investment vehicle. That is, once the new rule is in effect. Accordingly, investors who are already invested in certain hedge funds will not necessarily be affected, but may be affected to the extent they wish to make additional contributions to the hedge fund they are currently in or any others. Thus, there appears to be no true grandfather clause as the proposed rule is currently drafted. However, I do expect this topic to be addressed and discussed during the commentary period. Hopefully, this helps bring you up to speed on the new proposed hedge fund rules by the SEC. But if you have any specific questions, please do not hesitate to contact me directly here at Stark & Stark. I'd be happy to speak with you. I, of course, will be following this issue with great interest and right on top of it. I can be reached directly via telephone at area code 609-219-7435 or also via email at acb@stark-stark.com. That's acb@stark-stark.com. Thanks and have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's installment of the New Jersey Legal Update by Stark and Stark. And be sure to join us each and every Friday for another insightful discussion. We'd like to hear from you. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information about Stark and Stark and the services we provide, email us at podcast@stark-stark.com.